Hello.
Listeners, I'm here with Pastor.
Yep.
Pastor Mary. I'm sorry. Pastor Karen.
Yes.
This is beta episode 2. Again, we're talking with Pastor Karen from Emmanuel's House. Again, what is, even though Mary told us what Emmanuel's House was last week and what she does here, well, again, I'm going to let you introduce you. Have you introduce yourself?
Okay.
And what do you do here in Emmanuel's House? And what is Emmanuel's House?
All right. Well, that's an interesting question. What is this place? People come in here and ask us that all the time. So, like you said, I'm Pastor Karen. I actually am a Lutheran pastor, and I serve the Shepherdstown Lutheran Parish. And so this is kind of a part-time gig for me. And we came together as a community to make a church out of some various ministries that we already started.
So Emmanuel's House is open to pretty much all the denominations?
Yes, yes. Emmanuel's House is a multi-denominational church. We don't like to call it non-denominational because it's not a lack of denominations, it's lots of denominations. So people come from all different churches to serve here and worship here. So we worship one day a week, and then we are basically, our doors are open to be the church, and we think that that's part of what worship is service to the people.
And if, don't mean to interrupt, for the folks at home listening, what you hear in the background is Mary playing her guitar and practicing for the services that will be happening in about 45 minutes or so. So,
yeah, so we're getting ready to have worship right now. Yep, so we when we worship together, we do some singing, like you can hear, and that's mostly contemporary kind of music, which is very simple, just a guitar, a couple guitars, maybe a violin or a mandolin, but no band, no tambourine. We come together and sing and pray and hear the word, and so it's a good time. But then we follow that with a meal, and that meal is really a part of worship for us. So serving and eating together is a part of what the early church did in the first century. So that's what we do too.
And part of what we're about to discuss is a little bit of disclaimer for the folks at home that it's not going to be, what is discussed is not going to be part of the church that Karen belongs to or the show. It's just a discussion between us and you, the listener. Me being Roman Catholic, and this being a multi-denominational gathering, community gathering, do you find as a female pastor a little bit resistance with that with some people?
There's an awkward silence that comes about occasionally, especially if I come in with my black clergy shirt and collar on. I know I get some interesting looks and some curiosity. What are you?
Because I think I'm on the tail end of that generation. It's like, it's the acceptance of a female pastor, and it's like, well, I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. And, you know, it's okay. We're making. I don't know.
it's
a little bit of that conflict.
It can be difficult for some people, and not just difficult for men. Interestingly enough, you would think that most of the resistance would be for men, but it's not. There's resistance from folks who struggle with change and also struggle with interpretation of scripture, because there's some places in scripture that tells women to keep their mouths shut in church, you know, and so depending on how you interpret that and what what you do with that kind of, with those scriptures, it could leave you in a difficult spot.
And that's kind of what me and Mary discussed last week in reference to that. Mm-hmm. As a whole, there are many churches that do, I won't say harm, but kind of preach that where a woman in, which this is kind of leading up to the question, is that some places where a woman might be abused or so forth and so on, I'm sure they're easier to talk to a female pastor than a male one.
Oh, right.
And that there are some, not all, I'm not saying, I'm not, again, disclaimer, we're not
working.
Generalization. No, just generally, there are some churches and pastors that, with a woman that's abused, they might say that sermon where they, the marriage is, you know, no matter what happens, you have to remain married, you have to be that, you know, woman's place is here. You know, it kind of does more damage than it's good, but there's also that interpretation that there is a there are still many churches out there that do good and say, hey, you don't have to, it's not so forth and so on.
There's a lot of ways to interpret scripture and a lot of ways to think about God's action and God's work and God's grace, and you know, as far as marriage is concerned, there are many marriages that have been broken for a very, very long time. So the divorce isn't actually the breaking of the marriage. The marriage had been broken. The marriage had been broken when there was abuse or infidelity or whatever.
Jail, do you find that the women there open up to you more because not only are you a priest, but you are a woman as well? Help counsel them through their tough time.
Well, that's hard for me to know because I don't know how they would open up to a man. I'm not a man.
Yeah,
so I don't
but you, it's your opinion.
But definitely they do open up, and I think that there is a connection there. They can identify with one another in a way that a man cannot identify. Gender can help in that situation, absolutely.
In the last podcast, we talked about, you know, the relationship with, you know, with God and being with people, married. We kind of agree that there are a lot of positive messages that the church does bring out. At least the reference, the Bill and Ted reference, that here, if you've seen that movie, is, you know, it's too, in essence, they're goofballs.
Yeah.
They're not particularly smart, but they find out that in the future they are worshipped in a way because of their message through music, which is idea almost similar to what Jesus says. In essence, the message is, you know, be excellent to one another. And it's just that, you know, hey, we have, when you look at that, that's what Jesus is saying.
Exactly,
you know, it's like,
Jesus,
be cool. But there are variants like, hey, you like music, we like music, if we can just be cool and just listen to band. You know, it's like, it's stupid. And, you know, the question I posed to Mary is like, some of the people I've heard talk about God and Jesus, and they said, Jesus never smiles. You don't think so? You know, it's like, wait a minute. You have, when you look at the Bill and Ted reference, you can almost see if Jesus did come down and, you know, just a visit, and they see you, he sees Bill and Ted, say, just, you know, don't do anything bad, just be excellent. He's probably has a little bit of a grin. Or if you look back through, I know you know a little bit about the scriptures, and he tells his disciples, go out and preach. You have my, you know, my, I'm giving you a little bit of a piece of meat, you know, get sick, exercise demons. It's like, wait, you don't think when they came back and spoke to Jesus and told them, you won't believe what Peter did, you know? That he's not sitting back smiling and laughing with the rest of the group over something that might be considered dumb or stupid. And just that whole aspect of fun, modern. It's just...
According to the Gospel of John, his first action was turning the water to wine for the wedding. You know, and it was a good party. It was a good thing. And his love for people was the focus of his ministry, sharing that love of God, a positive thing.
So, we're at about the 11 minute mark. I'm going to let you go. Practice with Mary. If you hear, again, we're not part of, this is directed to the listeners. The reason why I'm doing this with the men, so Mary and Karen, who's sitting in front of me right now still, is because they're helping me learn through this progress and making that little bit of relationship with. You don't have to listen to this. You don't have to agree with anybody. Just open up questions, answer a few things. If you wish to have any questions, email us at the show. If you don't like what you hear here, again, direct all hate to me, not to Karen and Mary. It's grateful to have you on.
Thanks, Chris.
And the whole aspect of the podcast, remember, we are Long Coat Mafia, and we are doing our due diligence to the church and all that, because that's what media has kind of stereotypical to us, so it's great having them on.
Awesome, thank you.
And I'll give you the website just while Mary has it, and I'll post it up. I'll listen to the audio later. Yeah, we're discussing. Thank you guys, have a good one. Look at this, listen to it, download it, share with your friends. Remember, if you have questions, email us at the show at Long Coat Mafia. Give you the full email. It's longcoatmafia@gmail.com. It's going to be in the show notes. Please email us questions, and another time I'll find somebody to answer those questions if they're religious based or whatever. We're on Facebook. All the links will be in the show notes. I hope you guys listen and enjoy this podcast. And remember, our official first recording is July the 11th. That means within the next day or two after that, that particular recording will be posted up on the website. I still have homework to do to see what sticks to the wall. So, take care, guys.
It's shocking, humiliating, and it's unacceptable.
Oh, come on. It's a classic. The only show in the world that gets better the more it's rerun.
Do I get a choice?
No! No!
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Okay, people, move along. There's nothing to see here.